Track 13.
Good morning and welcome to Newcastle News. On our programme today, we have Dr. June Brown, who specialises in genetic disorders at a hospital here. We have asked Dr. Brown to give us an insight into her work and some of the developments that have taken place over the last few years. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on your programme. Well, we've come a long way since the first test tube baby in 1978. I can remember a lot of people saying at the time that we were facing a Frankenstein world where a few scientists like me would be producing test tube babies and how terrible that would be. But things have changed since then, and people have become far more tolerant of this type of work.
Could you give us a few examples of how things have changed?
Of course. Artificial insemination, or IVF, as it is called, has given a lot of couples hope. IVF, or creating test tube babies, as people call them, is a normal procedure nowadays. About 5 million babies worldwide have been created in this way up till now. One reason why couples choose IVF is the desire for a healthy child. And with PID...
And PID is?
Oh, sorry, I'm getting too technical. I mean, with pre-implantation diagnostics, or PID for short, we can test the embryo which has been produced in the test tube for any genetic defects it may have. For example, trisomy. Oh, there I go again. Trisomy is better known as Down syndrome. So, the risk of giving birth to a disabled child is very, very low. A second reason why IVF has become popular is that would-be parents realise that now there could be a lot of other advantages.
Could you give us some examples of the advantages the IVF procedure could offer?
Of course. Through advances in genetic engineering, we, as doctors, would be able to use certain genes which could determine the size, the height, the colour of a baby's eyes or hair, and even his or her intelligence. The fact is that at the moment, this kind of procedure is definitely illegal here in the UK. The question is, do we want to go down that road? I personally believe we have to be quite sceptical. We have to consider the further consequences of such action. A lot of scientists and doctors, including myself, are sounding alarm bells. We fear that experiments are already taking place, and we believe it is very important that we have a serious ethical debate on the effects of such procedures before it is too late.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. Here I have a tweet from a listener who would like to ask you about the situation at the local hospital.